Welcome to the App Life Podcast, moderated by Khwan and Simon. We are apppreneurs living in Chiang Mai, Thailand. We have over 200 mobile apps on Play Store and App Store. Our winning product is called Learn Languages with Masterling, available on both Play Store and App Store. Today, we would like to talk about my experience as business owner and a mom.
Yes, so that will be all Khwan's episode, so I'll ask you some questions about it. How does it compare being now a parent, and just 1 year ago you were just a business owner, right? And now you're a parent as a business owner.
You can too, you... right?
Exactly, yeah. But how did... yeah, what was your story like? Maybe if you compare it 3 years ago to nowadays,
to the life now, as of now.
Yeah.
So I basically works a lot. From my working as employee in Germany, and then after we quit the job and came to Chiang Mai, as we mentioned in the earlier episode that we work. Mostly like maybe 7 days a week, and then it changes a little bit after, not a little bit, but changes after we hire people, so that we more delegate our work and then make more decisions, and then even give some responsibility to employees to make decisions, and then we step up into the task of strategy or planning and driving the business. And there we have a little more of weekend. So we have more weekend and we have more like our own time. And when I was back to Thailand, I was also continue doing my other things, because this thing I have seen since I worked in Germany, that I need sport. Because if you work so much, or for me at least, if I work so much, I just need sport, because then I can clear my head and I feel more fresh. So in Germany back then, I did really like 6 days a week sport, about maybe it depends, like 30 minutes a day, and on weekend maybe 2 hours.
What kind of sport was that?
Yeah, I was running and doing some weight training, Pilates, this kind of things. And then when I back to Thailand, I start doing yoga, and which is really helped me a lot on focusing, it's a little bit of meditation as well in yoga, so you feel you feel like you clear up your mind, you just forget everything about work when you do yoga, so it's like very refreshing. So and that time I do maybe four to five days a week of yoga, and just that. And then the other time is I was working, and if I have some more time together with Simon, we do some trip, but it's like rarely trip. So my life before I got before we got a baby is basically divided in two, namely sport and work. And until when I was pregnant, I also still work like five days a week, and on weekend I just do some pause, but still I was still doing yoga until like 8 months pregnant. So I don't feel really like much difference when I'm pregnant and when I was working. I still work a lot, yeah.
At the very end, right?
Yeah, until the last day. I remember the last day we still traveled to the coffee shop, and I was reading a book, Murakami book, and that was the day that everything has been changed.
Right. Okay, so until 8 months in pregnancy, you're still working full-time, pretty impressive. So what happened after that moment?
I think for every mom would be actually the same. Like the first few months you will have to be really like take care of the baby because the baby wakes up like every 2 or 3 hours, and you give the milk. And so I was not working, I think, like the first 3 months at all. So before that, actually we did some work transition, or I did some work transition to other people on the last month that I will like. I have to communicate, right, that I will not be available after 3 months, and then who will take which kind of my task. And yeah, Simon, I think you went back after 1 month, right? So
Yeah, but I think also just part time.
yeah.
And I think that's a good, if you have the luxury as a business owner for both male or female, both father and mother, because yeah, obviously a mother has the most, but then I think for the father, if you want to support with the family, it's at least 1 month, but actually 3 months actually are the best. Some business, actually I know another business owner who does now, like 1 year takes basically off, and that's both of the parents. So you can do anything you want, of course, but at least the first 3 months for us, it was very, very stressful, I think, and very, very demanding. So,
Yeah, but it was great
of
time.
course, yeah.
And yeah, I think I came back to work after 6 months, like when our baby is 6 months old. I came back to work, and then there I found a little bit difficult to going to the business again, because it was not a long time that I left, right? 6 months. But then when you try to get in, you need to really manage your time, because you need to set the time specifically or specific for which day you want to work. Like, it was my learning point as well, because when I came back to work, I don't really set the date or set the time. I just like work whenever I have time, and it was really stressful, because in the middle of the time that you are doing the task that you are doing, and then our baby is just crying, so I left, and then I have to like console her. And then if I come back, I already like I have to start again. So that is my learning point, that I have to really, okay, this is my time for work. And because we hire a nanny as well, so it helps a lot. So I don't really need to, if she cries, I know that someone will console her, but then I will have time for her in another day. Now what we are doing, or what I am doing, is I work Monday till Thursday, like 4 hours a day, like from noon on. And then on some, like I think on Monday I work the whole day, and then Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I work about 4 hours a day. And then it's already about 20 something hour per week. And then Friday, Saturday and Sunday I'm off, that I'm taking care of Lila for the whole day. And after I said that, okay, on Monday I will work 8 hours, it was much better for me, because then I really can concentrate on work and then really get things, like get the task done. And then the other day, people also know that they expect me to work afternoon. And yeah, so how do I work, right? So yeah, as I said before, it was a little bit difficult to come in, and then I don't really know where to start, because it seems like the business is going fine without me. So where should I like get in and help? So the first few tasks are more about process optimization, because I was off 6 months and so many things have been done. Like especially we did a lot of marketing initiative and stuff. So the first, I think, first few tasks that I got is I joined this kind of meetings of marketing and see how people do a work. Then I find like something that we can make it as process, make everyone understand, have the same goal of this is the way we should do, and if there are any improvement, we will improve that way. So that makes me more like comfortable in term of role, that okay, I will come here as kind of coaching of some activities. And first thing, start in one area, which is marketing. And then what I do for manage my time is I also have a Trello card, Trello board for my own. It's called Quant Personal Board. And then I also have like recurring tasks that I need to check every month. And I have a similar to Simon mentioned in the early episode about getting things done method. I also have my inbox saying like what tasks I should do. And every time I put a task in, I always put in already my to-do list, because for me it's easier if I think about what I should do. I just know what I should do in details, right? I put anything like let's say I have to send out a document to our accounting firm. Then I just okay, I have to send a document to accounting firm, and to do is first thing I have to print the documentation. I have to sign it. I have to stamp it. I have to scan it and send it. So I put everything in. This one is in five to-dos, because then I know, oh, I already scanned, but next step I will do what. So I don't really I don't want to have my task very big, and I don't know when to start, what to start. But every time I put the task in my inbox, I already write down my to-do list, and then I move into in progress. And then there is another list called waiting for, because sometimes I like there is a task for me to sign up for another startup competition. And then I already signed up, it was went into progress, and then I just need to wait for the confirmation if I got it in. So I moved the task in the waiting for, and then put the due date that the result will come out on this day. So and then if it's done, I just move to done. And I normally every time when I start to work, I open my board, and the first thing I open my board and see what I have to do. Yeah. So for the task management thing, I feel pretty okay to come with, but what I struggle a lot is about where, like which kind of task I should come in after like a long pause.
Okay. But then maybe step back and when in the first months, you said yeah you had a lot of interruptions, but then like a baby's also kind of unpredictable, right? So do you think it's even possible for like some like if there was no nanny, do you think it would be even possible to still get something done, or what was the best way back then when we I think when did we start with the nanny? I'm not sure like when we started, but like without the nanny, what is the best way? Is there any way to still do it? Like if because sometimes people might be like without any help,
Yeah,
right?
I remember it, and I was really feel frustrated because I need to work at night when Lila sleeps, and she sleeps around 6, 7 p.m. And then after that, I have to eat, and then I have to work, and then I'm working maybe until 11, and then she is going up again, and she gets up maybe 6 or 7 in the morning. So, but then that's really like, you feel already tired after the day of taking care of the baby, and then after that you have to work, and then it's normally like just going through, and no one is working at that time, so it's no communication. So you just need to leave the message, and sometimes if you put the message in there, and then people will say okay, is urgent or not. So I don't want to leave also at night, but then sometimes I really have to do, because otherwise I will forget, or it's just like very overwhelming if I don't put it right away. Yeah, so I think it's possible, but it's really like
Not
tiring.
ideal. It's tiring,
yeah
yeah.
yeah so I think so if you can like hire a nanny, or you can bring the baby to daycare, I think it's
Yeah.
also possible.
That's very early, right,
Yeah,
for
yeah.
or if I think a good situation if there's also like some other relatives
Yeah.
to take care of at least some days.
Yeah. So that you, I think 20 hours a week is okay number, right?
To
It's
work,
for
huh?
yeah, to work on. And then so most of the
If there's a nanny, right?
yeah.
I think that's an important thing. That, I mean, we have a nanny now, and that's just very, very different
Yeah.
from if we would do it all ourselves. I just it's very hard to imagine to even do 20 hours effectively. But yeah, it's definitely something to get prepared if you plan to be a business owner plus also have your children. Just see also, okay, is there any support outside of, because we live in a country like Thailand, it's not that hard to get a affordable nanny, but in Europe it's just very different. And
yeah, you have to calculate there.
Yeah.
The time, right? But I really I actually feel as a positive things that because then you really have to manage your time, and you really have to think about what you should give, what you should delegate, and what tasks are really like your tasks. Because if you have like a limited amount of time, you really have to decide what's are important, what tasks are urgent, what tasks you should do, what tasks you should design, what tasks you should delegate. And yeah, I think it's really like lift up the level. Now, okay, I am a limited person, so I need to really do things that is needed, my opinion or my expertise.
Sounds great. Thank you very much. Yeah, do you have anything else?
Yeah, that's my experience, and I would give also for my summary, I still really encourage people to do sport, because otherwise you will stress out, and sport really help you to release the stress, and you can manage your thing if you are healthy, family is healthy, you feel happy, everyone smiling, everyone laughing. So I think you should really have work-life balance. I have now family, business, and my health. So it's perfect for me. Okay.
Okay, great.
So if you like this episode, please subscribe. And if you have any comment, please let us know in the comments. Thank you. Bye.